Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Rob, I think you can make the argument that this is the best weekend in our calendar, especially with everything going on this weekend. America is turning 250 years. So the normal fireworks that you have, I mean, you got to get extra fireworks for this one. The Royals are in town this weekend. I mean, they can't wait to lose 7-1 on Friday. They can't wait to get beat 10-2 on Saturday right before the fireworks display. Like, they're itching to score one run this weekend. You got World Cup soccer. Mexico plays on Sunday night, so you know Power and Light's going to be rocking. Power and Light's about to have four straight days of parties starting tonight. They got Hot Country Nights going on tonight, don't they? I was reading something on Instagram. First 250 people at PBR, they're giving you a free Coors Light. What a time. Rob, give me the argument that there is a better weekend in the calendar than the one that we have coming up. It's something to do everywhere. The weather's beautiful. It looks like it's going to hold up. The Royals are in town. The World Cup is in town. People are barbecuing. Everybody's in a good mood. The fireworks are going to be extra colorful. Everybody's going to be out in their red, white, and blue. Give me a better weekend than this one.
I don't mean to sidestep your question here, but I'm sorry. Did you just have inside info on Hot Country Nights?
Yeah, I know.
Of all people on this station,
I saw it on Instagram.
One through, you know, we only carry nine on air staff. If you were one through nine, who's most likely to have Hot Country Nights info? You're 10. How do you know about Hot Country Nights deals?
You know what? I'm a man of the people, okay? I'm a man of the people. And I'm telling you, that's what the streets told me. The streets told me today, if you go out to Hot Country Nights, I don't know who's performing. I don't have any additional info.
You just have the alcohol info.
I'm just telling you that if you're one of the first 250 people, they're giving away free Coors Light.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So do your own investigation. That's just what I saw.
It is hard to imagine a better weekend in Kansas City. It's a three-day weekend, which the fourth falling on a Saturday is a real win. Most
sure.
People have tomorrow off. If you're listening, you don't. I'm sorry. Don't text in telling me you don't. I don't care. I'm very sorry you don't. But most people have tomorrow off. You got nice hot weather. Get out on a grill. Get out on a pool. Maybe sneak out to a lake. There's a fireworks show everywhere. I heard the Royals are doing something huge
on
Saturday.
Yeah, they got a big fireworks
display. Huge display on Saturday.
They don't have one in the stadium. They have one around the stadium. Mm-hmm. The offense is not going to provide the fireworks. But outside the stadium, that's where the fireworks will be.
I mean, Columbia is going to come to town. They'll bring offensive fireworks to the parking lot.
Absolutely.
Fan Fest is going to be going up. Apparently, Hot Country Nights. I'm sure Power and Light Monday night is going to be going up for the U.S. national team.
Ghana might score more than the Royals do this weekend.
Oh, I bet. 100%, I bet it. Last night at the watch party, Gathering of Souls.
Yeah, come on now.
Gathering of Souls.
Watch your mouth. You know you can't. That might be an FCC violation the way you're talking right now.
Dusty pointed out, he goes, the Royals don't have any runs yet. I'm like, and? Is this new? What are you, new around here? But this does have all-time fun, get-out-and-do-something weekend vibes.
I got a chance to meet a couple of listeners to the show. They came over and said hello, and we were talking for a little bit. And the gentleman came over to me and said, I thought you said that the Royals were not going to be on. There was one TV inside of the peanut that was turned to the Royals. They lost 4-0 yesterday. So the Royals did what the Royals do. They did that.
I'd love to see the person who was like, keep that on the Royals. And then when the crowd went nuts for a USA goal, he was like, shh, I'm watching my zero scoring Royals. Please leave me alone.
What a weekend we got, you know? What a weekend we got.
Are you a fireworks guy?
I enjoy fireworks, yeah.
Like, do you make a plan to go out and see them? Like, you live downtown, so it's a little different. I don't know where all the actual local displays are.
I will for this 4th, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I will make a plan to go watch fireworks. I will see multiple fireworks displays, yes. Now, I don't need to...
You don't go buy your own.
I don't need to be going to the local tent outside the church and go get the Godfather $325 package. No, I do not need to participate in that. I would like to keep all of my fingers. And I've done this bit before. We don't have to do it today. I actually don't like Firework Guy. Firework Guy is very annoying. Firework Guy is also dangerous. You're about 6 drinks in and you got dynamite in your hand. I don't know why I don't want to be around you. You're more excited about this than the kids are. Why are you so excited right now about fireworks? Let's get back to the World Cup here coming up at the top of the hour. I would like to read this to you because I think it will be enjoyable. So you know how at the end of all the All-Star voting, they present everything, right? So the WNBA, they made their announcement for their WNBA starters. Well, Caitlin Clark, she is going to be one of the starters. So Caitlin Clark finished 2nd in the fan vote. She finished 3rd in the media vote. So she finished top 5 in both of those. Rob, she finished 11th in the player vote. 11th. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Paige Beckers finished 1st in the player vote. Paige Beckers, I've seen her before. Very white. Breonna Stewart, she finished 2nd in the players vote on the Western Conference side. Breonna Stewart, very white. Seen her before. Like, I'm looking at this list. They just don't really seem to like her. I don't know why they don't really seem to like Caitlin Clark. 11th is crazy. It's crazy to me. I'm thinking 11th? You're telling me that the WNBA players, they named 10 better guards in the WNBA than Caitlin Clark? Woof.
I don't mean to have a whole Caitlin Clark conversation, because apparently it's the 3rd rail. If you touch it, you die. Caitlin Clark conversations are a real problem, apparently. Why do they hate her so much? Because I was talking to some people last night at the Gathering of Souls, and they were like, it's jealousy, it's this, it's that. I don't know what it is, but other players in the league hate her. And I have never experienced a league hate a player so much. Like, yeah, it's one thing the NFL all hated Eli Apple. He's not a star. Why do they hate her so much?
Which then, like, part of me just, I mean, we're already here with the conversation. It's like, it's not like Caitlin Clark's like the first popular white player in the WNBA. Like, you and I, like, who doesn't like Sue Bird? Everybody loves Sue Bird. Who doesn't love Diana Taurasi? Paige Beckers, very popular. Paige Beckers finished 1st in the fan vote, 2nd in the media vote, 1st amongst the players. Paige Beckers did better in voting than Asia Wilson did. I think people that follow women's basketball, like, Asia Wilson's the best women's basketball player. They seem to like Paige Beckers. They do not seem to like Caitlin Clark for whatever reason. Like, they just, she is not one of them. That is what the WNBA players tell us just about almost every time they have the opportunity to tell us. We do not like you for whatever reason that may be. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, I do want to talk a little bit about the Royals. Shout out to BHN Depmo.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.